Welcome to the Flow Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:35 p.m. That is Pacific Summer Time, and today is May 1st. And of course, it's being Labor Day in the vast majority of Europe. There's a good many markets are closed, but there's plenty of action, and not least on the Nasdaq, where it is up another 1%. And this is extending the breakout from what was a two-month range. And we can see very clearly from that daily chart that this was a pretty shallow range, that all the action happened in the middle of March when you had that clear downside key reversal, which did not have follow-through and was countermanded pretty much the next week. And that confirmed then that when you had the higher reaction low in April, then that confirmed that support had been found, and now we are breaking on the upside with a clear breakaway gap last week. It has been fueled by the impressive earnings that we had on Amazon and Google last week, and this week we're going to have Facebook and Apple. And when we look at Apple, there was actually a good point was made by a Bloomberg columnist today, and it was surrounding the security that you have with a subscription business, that Microsoft has adopted subscriptions for its software, that when you think about the Apple's App Store, then what it has really is that it's a steady source of income because people are always buying apps for their phones. And they made the same point with regard to some of Amazon's businesses, not least that the Amazon Prime has doubled its number of subscribers in the last 2 years, from 40 to 80 million people. But here we have Apple that is extending its breakout, that it is pushing again beyond this $140 area. And when we look at this uptrend, then we can see that there have been two quite distinct periods where it has rallied very impressively, and that has then we've seen a rollover and a pretty substantial pullback. We saw that in 2012, 2013, we saw it in 2015 and 2016. In between those periods, there was a two-year time when the market had rallied pretty impressively, and the market has been rallying for about a year already. So there is an overbought condition relative to the trend mean, and unless we were to see a very clear downward dynamic and a sustained move below 140, then we can probably give the benefit of the doubt to momentum. And this is certainly a momentum-driven market. Netflix had this news today that they were the subject of a ransomware attempt, but that didn't stop the share from extending its breakout. What we can see here is that there are an increasing number of shares that are extending their overextensions relative to the trend mean. The leadership within the Nasdaq is narrowing. When we look then back at the index itself of the Nasdaq 100, a lot of the outperformance that we can see here is that it's a small number of shares are responsible for it. But that is acting as a tailwind for the wider market. These are incredibly large companies. Not only do they represent large weightings in the Nasdaq, but also within the S&P 500. Now, the S&P has not yet broken out. It is still within this range. It's towards the upper side of that range, and it was a little bit firmer in here today, but it will need to sustain a move above 2,400 to reaffirm the medium-term bias. When we look at the wider market, the oil price was a little bit weaker again in here today. It was down 60 cents. And there is a short-term oversold condition, and we are getting a little bit of steadying in the region of that $50 area on Brent crude. But by the same token, we also know that it is quite difficult for prices to rally beyond $60, that this is a market which has got plenty of supply. With the stock market doing so well, gold prices were down $11 in here today, and coming back to test this $1,250 area, this is the area where people will be really looking at it quite intently. But the Perhaps the bigger question is, when is it that inflation is going to pick up beyond the pace with which central banks are raising interest rates? It's that kind of environment would be particularly beneficial to the gold price. There was news over the weekend that American Airlines has raised wages by 5% and 8% respectively for cabin crew and pilots. Now that's a substantial pay rise, and it's also above the pace of inflation. So that also speaks to the relatively tight labor market, that there are straws in the wind that inflationary pressures are rising. And the big question, and it is an enormous question, because when we look at the Trump administration's success in achieving what they wanted to do and what they laid out their objectives were, then so far they haven't been particularly successful. That doesn't mean that they won't be successful in future, but the big question is to the extent to which they're going to be able to secure a fiscal stimulus with a reasonably tight labor market and with economic growth that has been outpacing most other developed economies. A fiscal stimulus would certainly boost growth, but it would also boost inflation because there isn't a great deal of slack. And if there isn't a great deal of slack, well, then you're going to have inflation. That's the big question. When we look at these government bonds, the bears have been chastened. There have been a number of false dawns over the last decade, and every time we've had a substantial pullback and a rally in yields that has represented a buying opportunity from the perspective of the bullish side, what will have to happen is that the buy the dips strategy will have to be seen to lose. That is what would reinvigorate the bearish argument. And so far, what we're seeing is that the yield has paused in the region of the trend mean. It is now testing the lower side of the overhead trading range. And the question now is, will it be able to push back above 2.4% and signal a failed downside break and break that progression of lower rally highs since the beginning of March? At least that would open up the door to that it's going to go back up and test the upper side of that range around 2.6%. So this is a sort of a do or die moment for these bonds. And I think the other rather interesting chart right now is the VIX, because when we looked at that chart of the Nasdaq 100, we saw that there was that failed. It was a clear downside Q reversal, and it failed. It failed in really rather dynamic fashion. And we see evidence 5 sessions ago that there was a lot of those hedges were taken off, and the VIX came down hard. It is now at a pretty depressed level, around 10. I think you could count on your fingers the number of times it has closed below 10 in the history of the index. So we know that volatility is incredibly low and that the bears have been chastened here as well. Then they will be looking for clear downward dynamics that we are seeing a number of shares, not least in the Chinese education sector, which have been accelerating higher. And this has been an incredible acceleration by TAL Education. And it was in positive territory today. It has so far been able to hold the vast majority of this move, and it is in a rapid growth spurt. So there isn't any evidence that we're just going to have anything other than just a pause in consolidation, despite the fact that it has been accelerating higher. We don't have a great deal of evidence just yet that that acceleration is indeed over. So far, this reaction has been relatively similar size to the one that we saw in March and April. So we are in a really still a very bullish period of time. But we also have to be cognizant of the fact that we are approaching the end of what is the most favorable time of the year for stock markets, and that we have to be prepared for the possibility that we could have a 10 or even 15% pullback on stock markets between now and September, and that would really only be considered normal for any year. There is no year that stocks simply go up and don't look back at all. And when we look at the currency markets, the euro today is trading around this 109 area. It has so far held this break up above the 108 area, and so far this has been relatively steady. Certainly, the Trump administration would prefer to have a weaker currency, but when we look at that dollar index, it is trading right there in the region of that 100. It's at 99 at the moment. It's trading in the region of the trend mean, which is the upper side of the underlying range. And again, this is another one of these do or die moments. Is it going to break lower, or are we going to get a rally from here? It does look like that it is for the bulls to prove here that if it had bounced emphatically from that 100 area, then I think the bulls would be in much more confident form than they are right now, considering that the Trump administration is really does want to get a fiscal stimulus. Then, if they do indeed get that, that is unlikely to be particularly positive for the dollar. And there has been a great deal of uncertainty about the Chinese market, and of course, it was closed today. But this is also a market which is in the region of its progression of higher reaction lows. And what happens this week and the extent to which it can continue to hold that low will give us, I think, a lot of indication about exactly what we can expect from the Chinese market over the next few months. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.